Well, the Conservatives hoped yesterday that when Lord Ashcroft put this statement out on his website that he was indeed a non-dom, that they would really be drawing a line under 10 years, a decade of speculation about his tax status. We shouldn't forget that it's not that long ago that his spokesman said that hell would freeze over before Lord Ashcroft would go into detail about his tax affairs. But there has been this proposal to change the law that will mean that all parliamentarians will have to be treated as full UK taxpayers. That meant that every day the Conservatives were getting questions about Lord Ashcroft, but more significantly, yesterday, the Cabinet Office was responding to a Freedom of Information request about the undertakings that Lord Ashcroft gave when he finally made it to the House of Lords in 2000. So they hope this will draw a line under the affair, but obviously, many papers, including The Guardian, are spending a great deal of time covering it.
Quite right, too. How big of an asset is he for the Tories, and how much damage is this going to do to Cameron's efforts to detox the party?
Well, Lord Ashcroft is both an asset and a liability. He is a liability for the obvious reasons that it doesn't take rocket science to work out that when you have somebody who has a vast fortune overseas and that fortune channeled perfectly legally through UK companies to fund the Tory party and their campaign in marginal seats, it doesn't take a huge genius to work out that that doesn't look particularly good. So on that side of the equation, he is a liability. But in other areas, crucial areas, he is an asset. He is an asset because he's helped fund their polling. He is an asset because he helped fund their campaign in marginal constituencies. And what Tories say is that he does it in a completely non-ideological way. There are some Tory donors like Lord Carnes, the former Tory donor Stuart Wheeler, who have agendas. They have Eurosceptic agendas. Tories say Michael Ashcroft has no political agenda other than that he wants the Conservative Party to return and to campaign on the centre ground. And it's interesting that in the run-up to the 2005 general election, he didn't rate Ian Duncan Smith, he didn't rate Michael Hadd, so he ran his own parallel campaign outside Conservative HQ. He was brought in after the 2005 election and did something that Tories say was absolutely crucial after their very, very heavy defeat in 2005. He commissioned detailed polling as to why they had lost, and then he wrote a report, and the report was called Smell the Coffee. And what it said is, guys, we've just lost three elections. There's something deeply wrong with us. Our brand is tarnished. There's only one place we should be, and that's the centre ground. And so the Tories say for that reason they regard him as an asset. But there are very senior Tories who still believe that the liabilities outweigh the assets. And one of those is Michael Gove, the Shadow School Secretary, who interestingly yesterday was leading the Shadow Cabinet defence of Lord Ashcroft. But it's interesting that Michael Gove was a senior executive on The Times a decade ago when that paper had a furious run-in with Lord Ashcroft. Turn to page 145 of Lord Ashcroft's biography and you will see an absolutely devastating attack on Gove, saying that on the Today programme he put in a lamentable performance talking about Michael Ashcroft.
Now, Lord Ashcroft has cited Lord Paul as a Labour peer who has similar tax arrangements. Do you think that's going to get the heat off him in any way?
I think that Labour may well ask questions about how they responded to Lord Ashcroft's announcement yesterday, because they had a string of senior cabinet ministers, Jack Straw, Alan Johnson, taking to the airwaves saying how dreadful Lord Ashcroft was. But of course, they then face questions about, well, how different is it when you have Lord Paul, who is a non-dom and who is a major donor to the Labour Party? So that meant that they faced tough questions when they thought that they would be allowed to crow on the television airwaves. But I think it is difficult to make an exact parallel between Lord Ashcroft and Lord Paul, because of course, yes, Lord Paul, like Lord Ashcroft, is a non-dom, but Lord Paul is not deputy chairman of the Conservative Party. Of the Labour Party. Lord Paul does not have a seat in Labour Campaign HQ. Lord Paul is not running the Labour campaign in the marginals. He's a donor. He's not somebody actually helping to run the show.